This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Captain Mike, you are very near. In fact, you live in the Slidell area, and your lodge is just outside of there. People are texting me right now. They want to get a recap on some of the damage there. Were any of the boat dealerships, and they're talking about Gus's Tackle Store. What's the extent of the damage there in Slidell from that tornado?
There have been some buildings that did have and did suffer some extensive damage. Gus's Tackle and Nets escaped. They did not have any damage. A local contractor, ECO Builders, had extensive damage to his building and warehouse. No one was injured, even though there were people in the building at the time the tornado came through. Still having some power outages in some areas of Slidell. I was going to pick up fuel this morning on Pontchartrain Drive to fuel my boat up when I got back from today's trip, and where I get my fuel was dark. So there are still some areas along Pontchartrain Drive that do not have electricity. I'm sure, like most storms, Don, Louisianians are pretty resilient. We've been down this bayou before, and we'll bounce back. It just may take a little time.
Some people are questioning about the effects on fishing. Tornadoes really don't affect fishing. The fish are safe under the water.
Right. It happens really quickly. I went out Monday and had a good day, a little breezy, but had a good day. Took some grinding, but we did have a good day. And then I wasn't back on the water until yesterday. And there's still a fair amount of dirty water in the area. I knew that Mr. Go would probably have some cleaner water, which it did, and we were able to go in many spots along the Mr. Go and put together a fair amount of fish. It was a mix. We had redfish yesterday. We had freshwater catfish. We had speckled trout. We had a flounder. We had a sheephead. We even caught a white trout that we threw back, and plenty of small trout. So they're out there. It's just stick and move.
Now, were you fishing bottom, dead, live bait, cork? How were you working it?
I was most successful with live shrimp on a drop shot. I did catch a few fish on plastics on a drop shot, but they certainly seemed to prefer the live shrimp. I just left the marina here at the Wrigley's, and they've got a good supply of live shrimp over there now.
Have you been able to determine the water clarity, or was it not light enough where you were making that run?
I went by vehicle. I did look at the water in Lake Pontchartrain on my way back yesterday after lunch, and it was still quite stained. I did talk to a gentleman that went out later in the afternoon and said he was successful along the Highway 11 bridge around mid-lake. I don't know what successful is. Is that catching one or is that catching 15?
It's all in the eye of the beholder. Well, Mike, who's your trip today? Who are you fishing with?
Actually, I'm fishing with a gentleman I played football with in junior college. I'm fishing with his son and his wife. They come out once a year. She likes red fishing, so we are going to run to the Biloxi Marsh and see if we can scare up some redfish.
Well, you should be able to find some clean water in there, I would think.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some clean water in there. I got some live shrimp in case the wind is kind of low and the gnats are out. We'll fall back into some of the lakes and see if we can catch some speckled trout.
Well, things are looking good weather-wise for our trip with the Pennsylvania boys on Monday morning, so we're looking forward to seeing you there bright and early.
Yeah, hopefully the water clears up and we can have a good day. I'm looking forward to that myself.
Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and figure out how to come down there and fish with you, tell them the best way to find you.
Very simple. You can find me on DineTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
Mike, got one quick question before you go. This just popped up on my text message board. It's from the big man Basson in Mandeville who came out to Marsh and Bayou last week. He's asking about any crabbing reports out of Lake Pontchartrain. And I know you're pretty close with the crabbers right down there near your dock. Have you been talking to them, getting any info on what crabbing's been like so far this year?
I know I saw plenty of crab traps because you got to dodge them. So I would assume they're catching them. I did get some crabs about 2 weeks ago, and they were nice and fat and plump, but I have not gotten any crabs since then.
All right. Well, maybe if you talk with them, you can give us a little report next week on the crab situation.
I'll do that, Don. And I do have one thing I'd like to add. Whenever we have these storm events and high waters, which we had, lots of debris breaks loose and floats in the waterways. And that's why I'm not leaving until about 6:30 or 7. I want the water to be up where I can see if there's anything floating. So be careful while you're navigating these waterways.
Great advice. You're absolutely right. All kind of stuff comes out of these hot rivers when they get high and end up in that lake and become water hazards. Thanks for the report, Mike. We look forward to seeing you Monday morning.
All right. I'll be in touch Sunday evening with the details.
Very good. Thank you, Mike. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.